This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. GT's Farm Aid Plan, Farm Income Forecast, Brazil Hearing Today, and BLM Releases Sage-Grouse Plan. Thompson eyes tariff revenue to fund farm aid. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson says Congress can use tariff revenue to provide a new round of emergency aid to farmers to compensate them for the uncertainty around exports. "We're going to have to do something," Thompson told AgriPulse. He said the payments could be incorporated into the skinny farm bill his committee will be drafting. "I actually think it should come from some of those tariff monies that were collected. Let's leave the CCC intact," Thompson said. "I don't know how many hundreds of billions of dollars we collected in the tariffs, and we wouldn't need that much. It would be a fraction of that." He also said that part of the economic uncertainty is as a result of trade negotiations, which I fully support. By the way, commodity program payments on the 2025 crop should hit $15 billion. That due to changes Congress made in the One Big Beautiful Bill, according to an ag accounting specialist, Paul Nifer. That figure includes the adjustment for 85% of base acres, but it doesn't account for some farmers hitting the payment limit. Farmers with corn base would qualify for up to $9 billion and wheat base around $3 billion before the 85% adjustment. Keep in mind, farmers won't see those payments on their 25 crop until October 2026. Farm income forecast due out. Farmers' outlook sours. USDA is due today to release its first forecast for farm income since February. The report comes amid indications that row crop producers are increasingly concerned about their finances. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index fell 10 points in August to 125. The monthly survey found that many farmers expect to borrow more money to operate next year. Some 22% of the farmers surveyed in August said they expect their 2026 operating loan to be larger. A summary of the survey says, quote, "Financial stress appears to be noticeably higher than it was in January 2023, when just 5% of farms with larger operating loans attributed to that need to carry over unpaid operating debt, or January 2024, when 17% of farms with large operating loans said it was because of the same reason. Now, 23% say they expect to carry over operating debt. USTR to begin hearings in Brazil investigation. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative today will hear from stakeholders on Brazilian trade practices as a part of Section 301 investigation. Representatives of the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the National Pork Producers Association, and the National Cotton Council have all asked to appear. Now take note, as a part of the investigation, USTR is looking into both ethanol tariffs and Brazil's enforcement of deforestation regulations. For more on the deforestation issue, check out our weekly newsletter today. We also have reports on USDA's reorganization plan, rural veterinarians, solar power, and FAO funding. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. BLM releases greater sage-grouse plan. The Bureau of Land Management is adjusting its plan for managing greater sage-grouse habitat in 8 central and western states. At a federal registered notice published today, BLM Acting Director William Groffy notes that the agency is changing how some sage-grouse areas are categorized to better allow for coordination with state agencies. The changes apply to lands in California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Henson running to fill Ernst's seat. Iowa Representative Ashley Henson says she's all in for next year's Senate contest, announcing on social media that she will be competing for the seat being vacated by Senator Joni Ernst. "I'm running for the United States Senate to fight alongside President Trump and deliver on the America First agenda," Henson said yesterday on X. "From securing our border and deporting illegal aliens to keeping men out of girls' sports and cutting taxes for working families, I'll fight every day for Iowans and our conservative values." Iowa Democratic state lawmaker Josh Turek is in a crowded field of candidates running for their party's nomination. Texas cultivated meat ban challenged in court. A lawsuit filed today says a Texas law banning the sale of cultivated meat is unconstitutional. The Institute for Justice, along with protein startups Wild Type and Upside Foods, argue in their complaint that the law, quote, is nothing more than unconstitutional economic protectionism, according to a news release. Texas has always been a state with a live and let live mentality, especially when it comes to the kitchen, Institute for Justice senior attorney Paul Sherman said. No one is forcing Texans to eat anything they don't want. But at the same time, the government shouldn't prevent Texans from eating something that they do want. States back federal employee unions, including FSIS and AFIS. A coalition of 20 state attorneys general is supporting the right of federal employee unions to engage in collective bargaining. The states joined the American Federation of Government Employees in a lawsuit challenging an executive order from March that removed the right for agencies involved in national security issues. Included among them are the Food Safety and Inspection Service and the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Protecting America's national security is a core constitutional duty, and President Trump refuses to let union obstruction interfere with his efforts to protect Americans and our national interests, the EO said. AFGE's lawsuit challenged the order as retaliation for constitutionally protected speech. After winning a preliminary injunction halting Trump's move, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals stayed the injunction. Here's today's final word. The AVMA applauds the USDA for recognizing and working to address the immediate need to recruit and retain veterinarians in rural and underserved communities. Strengthening the nation's animal health infrastructure and agricultural economy relies on the expertise of livestock and public health veterinarians. Through the Rural Veterinary Action Plan, animal and human welfare will be maintained, our food supply will be protected, and public health will be safeguarded. We look forward to working with the USDA on the implementation of the Rural Veterinary Action Plan. Those are the words of Michael Bailey, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. You can see our story in this week's newsletter. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Galley.